We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I saw Tyrese Maxey get mugged, if I'm being told this. He got fouled at least two or three times. There's no reason on earth why that call shouldn't have been made. It wasn't made, unfortunately, for the Sixers.
Stephen A.
He
chiming
don't care.
In.
He don't care.
Well, he wants the Knicks to win.
Yeah, he's a Knicks fan. The way he acted, like, he acted a whole donkey the first game. Like, on television, I was just like, man, I was... It's like, you're not being a I was that guy. You're not being a professional, Stephen A.
Well, he's doing his
You're letting
thing.
Your fandom show through.
Well, yeah, well, that's what he does. And unfortunately, right now, we're on the wrong side of it. Our welcome back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Refs of the Sixers, who are you blaming more for what happened last night? Listen, I'm not absolving the refs. I'm not pretending that I think they got it all right. I don't. But the Sixers, the way I viewed that, put themselves in that position. They let themselves lose that game.
Man, the Sixers fought to get back in.
Yeah, but then they blew it, though.
Yeah, but they fought.
It's not about fighting. It's about winning.
But wait a minute. This team didn't give up. They didn't give up last night. Now, the outcome was similar to the ones that they've been in the past. But I think you get some props for fighting, getting back in that game the way that you did.
No.
Man.
Wait a second. Okay. They did come back.
Yeah, they did.
But they were leading.
And they should have won.
But they were leading. They were the better team last night, and they blew
it. They should have won.
But they didn't.
They should have won last night. They should have won.
I just look at it as this. The point guard showed his inexperience. The coach, who is supposed to give them an advantage, I didn't think late gave them a great advantage. And he could tell me all he wants. He called a timeout. He could have called it before the inbounds pass. Lowry's got to know better as a 38-year-old that the clock is ticking there, and they're swarming Maxey. And they have to get a rebound. I think it's not my objective today to rip Joel. I thought he gave more, and he gave to the level I needed him to give last night. But he, along with Tobias and Batum, are in the paint. As the last rebound comes down, and Hartenstein just runs in there and grabs it over them. That's on the Sixers.
I'm more mad at Crumble Cookie for that, though.
Yeah, but he's just one. There's three of them down there. Three guys, 6'8 or taller, and nobody can grab a rebound. It's infuriating. They got to finish that game. 215-592-9494. All right. It's not just Hugh, and it's not just a lot of people that are on the referees. How about LeBron James? After his game last night, there were some questionable calls there as the Lakers blew a 20-point lead. So the Lakers were all frustrated with the refs in Denver last night, even though Jamal Murray and Jokic just took it from them. So they're annoyed. And then LeBron throws this out there as obviously he saw what happened out east.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game, too. What are we doing?
You got to love this is up for argument, up for debate, when the best player in the game is watching your game and he comments on it, because he doesn't care. He knows he's 1 foot out the door, but he still has a big voice in it, and he says exactly how he feels. What are we doing? That was ridiculous down the stretch. It was ridiculous. And I don't care what anybody says about people being upset. The referees last night, they did us no justice last night. That was ridiculous.
Well, they could have called it differently. The Sixers also could have put themselves in a better position. I mean, Kyle mentioned Lowry missed a free throw late in that game. The Sixers helped the they helped the Knicks get in position to do what they did. I mean, that's the way I view this. Like, this series should be 1-1, and it's not because the Sixers couldn't execute down the stretch.
Just a quick aside, you know who has no right to be blaming the officials last night? LeBron James. They blew a 20-point lead.
It's loser energy.
That's such loser energy. What are we doing?
It is.
Wait a minute. We ain't going to attack the guy that's
trying to damn right we
no,
are.
We're not, no, we're not doing that this morning.
I will. Watch me.
When you blow a 20-point lead, I mean, it's loser energy.
That's even worse. That's way worse than the Sixers blaming the refs.
Wait a minute, Kyle. What you say? I will. Just watch.
Just watch me.
That was really childish.
We're petty on this show. That's what we do. All right, Brian in Oxford joins the party. What's up, Brian?
Brian
there, buddy?
Oh.
Yeah, Brian won't. Kyle will. Brian won't.
Just watch me. I will. Just watch me.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
How you gentlemen doing today?
We're trying to get by, Will.
What's up, man?
All right, man. Listen, like, I'm gonna really have to say this. Like, we can't rely on the refs. I know they like messed up on a lot of calls, but we saw a lot of missed calls during the course of the game. So after a while, you have to understand, like, okay, we gotta beat the team and the refs.
Wait a minute, Will. We did beat the team. The refs got them back in the game.
Yeah, that's true. But see, like, a game like that, and I gotta give some of this to Nick Nurse. Like you just said earlier, Joe, before he even inbounds the ball, it's a timeout. We're designing a play for the best shooter on the court. We going to get him open and then let him take the dang winning shot. And if he missed, guess who they're unloading the rebound? Embiid. But the whole thing is, like, as the game continued to go on, we had to understand that, listen, we got to pull this out. You know what I mean? It seemed like everybody, like, kind of, like, self-destructed in them last few seconds of the game. But we got to get better with it. Like, we can't rely. And from here on out, and this is for every team, do not rely on the refs to save us. Play to the end and finish.
I agree, Will. I agree. It was a self-destruction. And the frustrating part is it was a team-wide effort. It wasn't just one guy. You know, sometimes in basketball, it's one guy, right? One guy screws it up. But it wasn't. I mean, right. Lowry – I think he could call the timeout himself there. When that internal clock is ticking and it's like 1, 2, 3, when it gets to 4 and he's not sure Maxie's open, call the timeout. Like, get out of a bad situation, and then Maxie can't put the ball on the ground. Like, once he goes to the ground, they're in trouble. I mean, it felt like the whole thing. And then Nurse could also call the timeout as soon as Brunson hits the shot, Will.
Yeah, and I totally agree, man. And I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and I missed you guys. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Yeah, look, there's a lot of blame to go around, a lot. And again, I'm not absolving the referees. I do think that they could have called a foul there, and they probably could have given Nurse a timeout when he was calling it for a while. I feel like the Sixers let that slip through their hands, and there's a lot of it's everyone else's fault. Well, they had that. That's a game they should have won. What the most frustrating part of these first two games, Hugh, is they have held Brunson in check. That guy, it was, you know, a lot of games this year scoring 35, 40. He is barely at 30% shooting. If I had told you 5 days ago that they would hold Brunson in the first two games to 16 of 55 from the field, I think you would have said, we're up 2-0.
Yeah.
And they're down 0-2.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that the valiant effort that they put forth last night just didn't pay off. It didn't pan out for him, man. And that's the first thing about it. I'm not one to blame the refs, but damn it, last night, you cannot. Like, what they did last night was just egregious. It was crazy. Nobody got fouled down the stretch, Joe. Nobody.
Well, Maxie probably did.
No, Maxie definitely did. He definitely got fouled, and nobody called it. They just let him play. That was ridiculous.
Well, okay, but then, all right, so yeah.
Five points, Joe. I can see if it was a 2-point game. That's 5 whole points, sure, that they gave, that they let them get back in with.
He got fouled, but that's not an excuse to hand the ball back to the Knicks. Fight! Don't let the Knicks have the basketball. He felt it when.
You know what? The only way that thing could have been equalized is if somebody would just jumped up and just punched somebody in the face.
Or grab a rebound. rebound.
I blame Tobias Harris for that, because we know at that point Joel Embiid was on one leg. He was on one leg around there.
Listen, I hear you, but if that's our mentality, that our center can't get a rebound in the fourth quarter.
Weren't you just happy he was out there fighting the way that he was fighting.
Are the Sixers the little engine that could, or are they were they the favorite to start the series? I want to win.
Engine that could.
Well, because sometimes the way we talk about them all is he tried, like we talk about our kids in Little League. No, it's just
First of all, it's kind of like we have to take we can get with Joel Embiid. Let's be real. Like, this is the most I would say that we've seen him step up to the plate and try to be the battler than we've seen in a long time. So yeah, if he's the little engine that could in this situation, Joe. Yes. He's exactly
he's
that right now.
He's the reigning NBA
MVP.
He is
the reigning MVP that looked better last night, even though he was hobbled, than he has at any other point during the playoffs. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's only two games, but sure,
three
games.
Well, I'm just saying in a short sample size.
Yeah, he had his best offensive game.
He toughed it out.
He toughed it out last night.
We got to take what we can get.
But I understand that. And I like, there's only so much he could do, I guess, at this point physically, right? But the two fourth quarters against the Knicks, he's got nothing. He's drained at the end of the game. And I just find it very hard to imagine they can win this series if he – how do you win if your center's just out of it in the fourth quarter?
Hopefully these 2 days of rest will help him out. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, okay, so maybe. But then – so they have 2 days of rest between 2 and 3, and then they have 2 more days of rest before game 4. But then after that, 5, 6, 7, or 1 day in between.
Hopefully by that time – like, this is what I'm hoping for, Joe, is that he's comfortable enough and he's strong enough. Because I think a lot of – And you know, it's not like he's going to get that much stronger in the next couple of days.
Right.
But just strong enough so that he could push through a lot better and be available in the fourth quarter, have a little bit more lift in the fourth quarter. That's what you're hoping for. Because I think a lot of the issues that he's having right now is probably more strength than anything. Strength. And that that knee probably just feels a little weak.
Yeah.
He needs to strengthen the muscles around.
I'm sure it does. And I know he gave a lot of effort last night. He gave what he had. The whole thing wasn't enough. 215-592-9494. I'm just jotting down all the things that went wrong at the end. And yes, on my list are the referees and the lack of a call on.
You need more paper?
I think I do. I have the Lowry missed free throw. I have Lowry not calling the timeout on the inbound himself. I have Nurse not calling the timeout himself. I have Maxey going to the ground. As soon as Maxey went to the ground, they were screwed.
Kiss the baby.
That's a travel, or he's going to lose the basketball because the Knicks are going to try to steal it from him at that point. No rebound. And then at the end, you have Maxey handing off to Embiid for a flat-footed shot, and then there's referees. There's like 10 things that all went wrong in 25 seconds. It's wild. Tony in Glenside. Hey, Tony.
Hey, listen. I hear what everybody's saying. All right, but let's look at the number one factor here. When the referees got one job to do in the game, that's it. Now, yes, Lowry missed free throws. Knicks missed 3 free throws. The Knicks had made some rebounds. The Sixers made rebounds. Listen, the problem is this: if you got a referee, their job is to sit there, watch the game, call the game. No, one way or the other. Okay, a foul is a foul. That's just that simple. A foul is a foul. If it's a foul, call it. If it's not, don't call it. But my thing is this. Everybody's blaming the Sixers. They had a lead. Listen, everybody get paid. You got the Knicks players. You got the Philadelphia players. They made a run. We made runs. That's part of the game. Okay, but you don't need a ref to one side the game.
Tony, I agree with that.
Especially
but here's the difference. Here's where we, I think, see it a little different. Yes, they had rebounds. We had rebounds. They missed free throws. But we did all our bad stuff in the last 35 seconds. That's where the game was in the balance.
I hear what you're saying, but this is how I go. Listen, some teams work better under pressure. I understand. But when it comes down to it, we was up. We was up 5 points. That same play. If you go back to the Miami Heat game, the same play they called Nicholas Batum where he grabbed Hero on the out-of-balance call.
Yeah, you're talking about the first game.
Yeah, he just grabbed him. It wasn't no bad one. He just grabbed him. They called foul. They got a technical foul on that. Now circle back to our game. They mauled him, man. They grabbed his jersey, they pulled it, they pushed him down on the ground. They did everything they did to Maxey, and no call.
I agree, come on, Tony. Bro. I agree. They should have called a foul on Maxey. Like Tony. I'm with you. We appreciate it. I'm not saying that there shouldn't have been a foul call. I saw the same thing you guys did. It would have been perfectly acceptable, and Knicks fans would be babies if they cried if there was a foul called. I mean, I agree. They could have called the foul on Maxey. Probably should have called the foul. But all the other stuff had to happen, too. If they just rebound the ball, it doesn't matter.
Dude, you were losing that game. See, this is why I don't understand. We were losing that game. It looked like we were about to lose. We went up 5. We had 20 seconds left on the clock, and this is how you doing them, Joe? That's kind
how
of
how I'm doing
up.
Them.
Yeah, that, I
hold
mean
on,
blaming,
hold on,
blaming the Sixers.
No, not because they blew it.
Joe, they can't. I hear what you're saying, but still, the refs blew it.
When Maxey lost the ball, when they didn't call the foul and didn't give Nurse his timeout, who was winning the game?
We were.
That's it.
We were.
And then the next shot the Knicks took missed, and the ball was in the air. If the Sixers rebound the ball, I give them a 95% chance
if
to win the
refs
game.
If the refs would have saw the timeout, then that play would have never counted. Does that the same thing? If the refs would have saw him calling Nick Nurse, the ref was running down the sideline, and Coach Nurse was sitting there doing this, that play never would have counted.
Do we not recall some of the calls that maybe shouldn't have went our way earlier in the game? Like Nick Nurse getting that challenge on the foul where I feel like people like, who was it? It was DiVincenzo. Probably got punched in the face like 3 times on that loose ball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Nick Nurse got it our way. Like, they were making some calls on both sides.
So basically what you're saying
it's
now
just
is
just because
they
it
were
happened
just,
in a concentrated last 30 seconds.
They were just writing the universe. They were just writing the wrongs of the universe in that point.
No, I don't know. That's not my point. My point is that, like, I'm sure that if the game had gone our way, that Knicks fans could have complaints about the refs too.
Not when the game handled. Like, not when you're Marlon Maxey like that towards the end, man. No, that ain't the same thing.
But isn't the outcome the same? I'm trying to play this in my head. So the Sixers are up 1, right? The Sixers are inbounding the ball. They're up 1. If they call the foul on Maxey getting shoved to the ground or knocked to the ground, it's Maxey at the free throw line up 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers are up 1. Sixers ball on the free throw line. Maxey has to shoot 2 free throws. Isn't that the same thing as the Knicks missed the shot after mugging Maxey? If they rebound the ball, Sixers up 1 at the free throw line. It's equal.
Yeah, but if you call timeout, you don't get a set. You don't get that play is nullified. You don't even get a chance at that play. If you see the timeout, the second chance shot,
sure.
You don't even see the shot.
But I'm saying that the outcome is the same thing. The Sixers would be they're up 1 point.
No,
they
you.
Would have gotten fouled by the Knicks. The Knicks have to foul, right? So they're at the free throw line, up 1. I just view the missed rebound as the same as the
yeah,
missed call.
Is, I mean, there's a lot. To your point, Joe, there's a lot in that sequence that could have happened. But none of that happens if the timeout is called while Maxey's on the ground.
You know what? Also, none of that happens if the Sixers don't blow the 10-point lead that they had earlier in the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, Josh Hart, who's obviously, you know, a good player, he is – last night, I thought every time the Sixers got up 10, he had a 3. Didn't it feel like that? Like they were about to blow it open, about to be up 15. And with the way the Knicks play offense, I don't think they'd come back for 15 points. Like if Brunson's cold – it's not easy for them to score a lot of points. Every time the Sixers got up 10, Josh Hart 3, Josh Hart to the basket and 1. It was like, man, they just couldn't fully pull away, and then it was just back and forth. K-Cool's in North Philly. What's up, K-Cool?
Hey, my guys. Good morning.
What's up, K-Cool? What are you feeling this morning?
It's just like the Tobias Harris thing. I'm tired of people calling up. Like, listen, Tobias Harris has been cooked 4 years ago. Can we stop calling up complaining about Tobias Harris? It is what it is with this guy.
Well, you're right on that. It is. Unfortunately, this is who he is. Yep.
And then, first of all, listen, I blame Nick Nurse for not calling that timeout. Even when Brunson hit the 3, he could have called a timeout there. Even when before Maxey caught the ball from Kyle Lowry could have called the timeout. He's an NBA champion, 15-year veteran. You know, he just came from the best coach in the Miami Heat, Spoelstra. this came from him. Like, you should know better in that situation. Even when Maxey had the ball and had clear possession, Maxey could even call the timeout.
It's a great point, K. Cool. You're right. Before he got mugged or hit or knocked down, as soon as he caught it, he could have called a timeout. I mean, he had to recognize there were three guys around him. It was either going to be a foul or he was going to lose it.
And even if he would have called a timeout, even Josh Hart, he clearly put his hands behind because he didn't want to grab the foul against Maxey. Maxey could have called a timeout there. You're right. And this is my last point, man. Shout out to Josh Hart, man. You put him on your ticket for 2 threes, and then he turned the ring out in game six.
No shout-outs to Josh Hart.
Hold up, dog. What you doing?
Absolutely not.
No. I mean, listen.
That's why nobody likes the NBA, man, because of betting.
I appreciate it. We appreciate a good parlay around here on FanDuel. I'm all for that. But, like, you don't have to celebrate the Josh Hart.
No, you don't do that. Not again.
Is no one able to read the room today? We have Chris starting the show off about the Phillies, which, you know, I love the Phillies. But like,
and Rangers awesome.
Not the time.
Yeah. Not today.
Hugh will have
and Johan Rojas doing his thing.
Yeah,
I mean, but I'm not talking about that today. And everybody want to hate on it. Listen,
nobody's hating on that. Everyone's hating on the Sixers.
People, you know the Twitter.
Well, don't worry about that. 215-592-9494. Our caller before throwing in the Josh Hart leg of his parlay, which again, right now I don't care. I mean, congratulations to the parlay. I don't care right now. He's right. I mean, there's several ways that could have changed. The Sixers could have called their own timeout as soon as Brunson hit the shot and set it up better.
So upset.
And the referees don't have to get involved. You over here with the little engine that could Sixers. They're favorites.
You're not hurting my feelings. I still think they win this series. Sixers and six. How about that? I'm still bullish on the Sixers.
What is wrong with him?
Should have got that win last night. Should have been 1-1.
I have joked with you about your predictions lately, but you're starting to move in the right direction and making these like big predictions. So I'm just going to say, you know what? Maybe.
That means he's due for an L.
I know. I didn't want to be told.
I feel the hatred. It's okay.
I mean, their heart was ripped out last night.
And they got kicked in the mind. I just hope
they get off the mat because that is as excruciating of a playoff loss you'll see. Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing, Tyrone?
I'm going to ask you a question. Should I fill up or just put $20 in because I'm at the gas pump?
Fill it up, Tyrone.
First of all, are you driving an SUV or a car? Mid-size car.
Actually, it's a mid-size, and it's
20
a
bucks. 20 bucks is good. You're good. 20 bucks.
Fill it up.
Yeah, I'm filling it up, but let me ask you this here, buddy. Do you think that the NBA overall, this is a point I have to make about the NBA. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we got you.
Yeah, because the guy's cutting grass. Do you think that when you look at sports in general, do you think that the NBA in particular and big-time basketball in general, do you think that the integrity of the game is being influenced by how much money and the spectacle and the TV and everything else that I'm not going to mention? But because last night it was egregious. Check this out. You got a referee 5 feet away from Kyle Lowry. You got Maxey in the corner. In 3 seconds, he gets tugged with the left hand, grabbed with the right hand, spun around, and then Josh Hart comes up and hit him with an uppercut to the ribs. And then he falls down, but no call. I mean, this is egregious where it's like, do you think the NBA in general is more playing to the ratings and the long-term thing? Because I grew up playing basketball. I reffed a game at the first time at about 13 years old, reffing practices. A foul is supposed to be a foul. An offensive foul, if you don't establish possession, is a charge.
Yeah. Well, Tyrone, I'm with you that I believe, and I never understood that you can't call it their thing. And, Tyrone, we appreciate the phone call. I don't think gambling or money is affecting referees. I mean, now look, someone personally might be doing it, but like in general, I don't think it is, right? Like there could be someone like the Tim Donahue thing that always is possible. The guy, Jonte Porter, just got banned from the NBA. I don't know if any one individual is doing something illegal. I don't think overall though, these guys, they just make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's the case, but I do see the other side of it, Joe. When you see stuff that happens, that it feels like it's that egregious. You even had a Knicks fan and Stephen A. Smith talk about, yeah, well, maybe Maxey was fouled, but they didn't call it. I think it makes it raises eyebrows.
Sure, it does.
It definitely raises eyebrows.
Yeah,
and especially raises eyebrows when you have, say, a referee that has been calling the game a certain way the whole time, but then towards the end of the match or the game, he calls it differently. Now, I will say this about the NBA, which I think is different than any other sport. And well, I'll say this: it's starting to get that way in the NFL. When we start to recognize officiating crews and we know how they call games. Who was it? It was a player last year that whenever he played against this officiating crew.
Scott Foster and Harden.
Yes.
Yeah. And Chris Paul.
And then Chris Paul, that's who it was. Yeah. Chris Paul, that it never went their way. Yeah. So it's something to be said about officiating crews that they're known for their calls or not calls or how they call certain games.
We also have so much data now and we have so much information and stuff is blasted out there that we kind of know stuff that maybe used to be in the dark before. 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Dr. Dope Howard coming up at 11:30. All your phone calls and reaction last night next. Plus more audio from Joel Embiid after the game. A confident Joel Embiid. We'll react to that and we'll let you hear Charles Barkley's reaction to Joel's body language. I thought this was really interesting after game. It's all coming up next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.